and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we sit Thursday morning. Unfortunately, it's not Friday.
Yeah.
Which I was under the impression all day yesterday that, well, yesterday was Thursday, and today was going
Stop.
To be Friday.
That's setting yourself up for heartache.
Yeah, so, and I even told somebody who's going on vacation and working a half day on Friday, I'm like, hey, man, you're almost there. The weekend's almost here for you. And I realized his reaction was a little bit different than I expected, not realizing I was way too early.
He thought maybe you were just being exceptionally positive.
I'm so excited about his vacation. But, because really that just makes me jealous that people get to take time off. But legit, so in the middle of the night I wake up, I'm like, yeah, it's Friday. I'm so excited it's Friday. And then then it kind of clicked. No, dude.
It's not.
It ain't Friday. But I am excited about this weekend and the March of Dimes prom fashion show.
Yes, me too.
Because our very own Kelly Perry
Stop
is going to do
that.
Story time with Kelly Perry during the fashion show. The curtains will open and there she will be in all of her glory.
I've kind of thought about it. You know what? I'm just going to rock the rocking chair. I'm just going to really rock as I'm telling the story.
Yeah. So if you missed any of the show yesterday, which there was some show to miss, Kelly is going to be like, the curtains are going to open at the prom fashion show. She'll be there in a rocking chair in a prom dress with a bunch of kids around her, like her grandkids or something.
Right. Thank you.
And then she's going to read a story to him, like it's story time with Kelly.
And you referred to me as Mama's family.
Right. Thelma
and
Harper.
I don't think that is the direction they're trying to go.
Well, I think though... I think we should curl your hair, and I think we should go all the way with it. Don't you think?
I could wear my glasses on the very tip of my nose, too.
I'm telling you, Mama's Family is one of the greatest shows of all time. It's one of my all-time favorites. I always had a crush on Thelma Harper and Iola, who is the next-door neighbor. Right?
That's great.
On this day on K-Fine, back in the year 2005, it was February 21st, 2005, this was the number one song in country music.
This much I know. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Kelly's described that many times as our song, so appreciate that.
Not true.
You did last week, right?
No.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who is better when they're sick? Who's more of a baby, you or your husband?
Oh, my husband. Easy. He's still asleep, I can say it.
Right. My wife would say it was me, but I would say it's her. Like, completely, she turns into, I'm going to cry because I've never felt so bad. And it's every time.
But we still have stuff to do. We still have to clean, do the laundry, do the dishes, go to work, take care of the kids that are sick too. We can't take breaks. You know I'm right. Everyone will call and tell you that I'm
that
right. Everyone.
Not,
well,
no.
All females.
Well, I can tell you. My wife gets a break when she's sick. And I'm thinking about checking her into a hotel when she gets sick. Like, golly.
Oh, man.
Because she turns into the one who wants to call her mom and tell her mom what's wrong. Like, I'm her husband. I have been there for her through thick and thin.
But moms are different. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you still have your mom, it's like some kind of comfort. Like, I know she's not going to drive 5 hours to come see me and take care of me, but it's just telling her and her saying, well, have you done this? It's just like that comfort. It's comforting.
They say that about 12% of people are reaching out to their moms when they get sick, which is funny to me. Like, people do that. I never call my mom when I'm sick.
Hey, Mom, I've got a stomachache. What am I supposed to do? I've never had a stomachache before.
All of a sudden, you're Barney Fife.
I've never had one. It's amazing.
They say that most people, the first thing they do is go and do over-the-counter drugs, you know, Tylenol, Advil, stuff like that. They say about 44% of people go to the doctor, so more than half don't.
Well, you're not. You and Joey are not in that percentage.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid if I go to the doctor for like something, they're going to tell me I have something else.
Right. And he just doesn't want to go because he doesn't want to go.
And you don't want to pay for it. That's another part
There's
of it.
There's that.
It's also funny, though, because we do rely on our parents for so much. Or like, see if your husband does this. You go to the refrigerator. And you're looking in the fridge and you're going, man, I'm going to use that hamburger meat or that steak or that chicken. And then the date is kind of pushing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sell-by date. Do you take that and let somebody else smell it? because I take it to my wife every time. Like, yeah. Smell this meat.
No, I've done that before.
And I, when my mom was with us over the summer, I would do that to my mom. Because for some reason, we believe our parents or our spouse knows more than we do.
Yeah, well, and even if it's a bad date or if it's a good date, if it's a weird color, I'll still not eat it.
Well, will you say, come smell this?
Yeah. And he's like, no, it already looks bad. I can smell it from here. It's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
But so we all do that. We're looking for the second opinions, which is kind of fun. But I will tell you right now, I am not calling my mama when I get sick. It just ain't going to happen, Kelly. It ain't going to happen.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, Kylie Jenner, all them together. So number one, we thought Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's man, the father of her child, we heard rumors he was cheating.
Yes.
Well, he confirmed the rumors. Unfortunately, one of the people he was involved with was Kylie Jenner's best friend. Who happened, I guess, to be staying with Kylie?
It's messed up.
So Jordan Woods has been forced to move out because obviously Kylie can't keep her there in the house when she was messing around with Khloe's man. Kim Kardashian has gone out and unfollowed both Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods.
And when Kim Kardashian unfollows you, you know it's serious.
The world knows about it. So lots going on there. If you think you have drama in your family, this family has drama and probably more than we have.
So, Brandon, get ready for Hulkamania. I read this story, and I was excited for you. Chris Hemsworth, the guy that plays Thor, has a new project where he's going to be starring as Hulk Hogan. I know you're upset because you've always wanted to star as Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, I look a lot like him.
But they're in the process of closing the deal with Netflix. So not only is Thor playing Hulk Hogan, but he's also helping produce it along with Bradley Cooper. So basically, Hulk Hogan was one of the biggest names in the 80s in wrestling.
Okay.
I even remember him, and I wasn't much of a wrestling fan, but he had dolls, magazine covers, Saturday morning cartoons that we watched. So the show is out to cover really not his entire life, but basically the origin story of when the Hulkster and Hulkamania started. So again, the Hulkster's coming back in the form of Chris Hemsworth.
That is awesome.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
I can tell you right now, any wrestling fan from the 80s, 90s, or even the 2000s, when they heard that, they're like, oh, that song right there. Because he'd come out, he'd put his hand up to his ear. I think that's really cool that he's getting... that's pretty much an honor to be have a biopic about you. Hey, and there's new music out from Pink. I know a lot of people love the pop star Pink. The song is called Walk Me Home. It sounds like classic Pink. She just dropped this yesterday. I'm going to share a snippet of it with you this morning.
Trying to stand up on my own two feet. This conversation ain't coming easily. And darling, I know it's getting late. So what do you say we leave this place? Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. So say you'll stay with me tonight. Cause there is so much wrong going on outside.
Pink's new song, it's called Walk Me Home. You can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com. And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Two ways to win this morning. We have WWE tickets. We have front row seats and backstage passes on the Facebook page. You're going to see a really awesome picture of Alexa Bliss, Little Miss Bliss. Mm-hmm. She's going to be here coming up. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So that post is the like, comment, and share on Facebook. Front row, backstage. We're done with front row with this giveaway. So if you want front row backstage, you got to go like and share that post. Also, we have another pair of tickets we're giving away before 7:15. These are lower level seats. It's WWE No and Go Trivia. And I have just now posted the answer to the trivia question.
Wait. Did you say the answer is already, it's up?
It's out there.
Okay.
Because some people get like quiz or test anxiety. And if I ask you the question and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't remember. I would know this if I wasn't talking to you.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you the answer. So then all you have to do is listen for the question and then call. So that's out on my Instagram, on my Twitter, Brandon on KFIN, also at facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio. All right. WWE. It's the day before. It's WWE Eve and your chance to win throughout the day today on K-Fine.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So the California Highway Patrol tried to pull over a Ford Mustang for speeding a few nights ago, but the driver sped off. Well, he wound up pulling over on a side street, and he and his passenger ran away on foot, but the cops quickly caught up with him and tracked them down. Now, there was still a guy in the back seat of the car, though. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
The cops repeatedly told him to come out, but he wouldn't move. So they slowly approached the car with their guns drawn, and they realized the guy in the back seat was actually a life-size statue of a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Shut up. That's ridiculous.
So now the cops are trying to figure out if it was stolen. But, Brandon, speaking of Star Wars, what do you call Chewbacca when he gets chocolate in his fur?
Kelly, I have no idea.
A chocolate chip Wookiee. You're welcome, all you Star Wars fans out there.
Yeah, thanks.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And that sound right there is the sound that many have been waiting for. We have WWE tickets to give away right now. WWE Know and Go Trivia. And Kelly, today's trivia question is...
this WWE superstar, nicknamed the Lunatic Fringe, was one-third of the Shield with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Who is he?
Caller number 7, you have the chance to answer. If you know, you go to WWE tomorrow night at First National Bank Arena. Caller number 7, 870-935-KFINE. That's 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's that time. So let's be honest. When WWE comes around, people go crazy wanting free tickets.
I've never seen anything like it.
We're about to give away some tickets, some lower level seats on the radio. Don't forget, we still have the final pair of front row tickets, and we have backstage passes available for you to win on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. You'll see a big picture of Alexa Bliss. Like, comment, share. You'll have the chance to win front row and backstage. But right now, at this very moment, we have lower level tickets to give away. And we're doing this with WWE Know and Go Trivia. If you're a fan, you know the answer. You get to go. Caller 7, we're going to start with you. Let's go to the phones, Kelly, and figure out who we have with us. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You sound pretty excited.
I really am.
Where are you from, Emily?
Jonesboro.
And what are you doing this morning?
I am actually out on my newspaper route in Newport this morning.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
You're way over there. All right, so here's what we're doing this morning. We have lower level seats for WWE, which is tomorrow night at First National Bank Arena, okay?
Okay.
You have to be able to answer our WWE Know and Go trivia question. Kelly, give her the question.
This WWE superstar, nicknamed the Lunatic Fringe, was one-third of the Shield with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Who is he?
Dean Ambrose.
Hey! Congratulations! We are hooking you up with a pair of lower-level seats to see WWE live tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, February the 21st of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Matt Mall, who's from Newport, celebrating a birthday today. Kevin Noyce of Jonesboro. Terry Brumley of Jonesboro has a birthday. Faye Glasgow from Jonesboro celebrating. Christine Callahan of Wynn. Nicole Johnson of Jonesboro. Chandler Reed of Tuckerman is 13 today. Adriana Bagwell of Salem celebrating a birthday. Lindsay Fry from Paragould. Jeremy Wisham of Lake City, 29 years old today, so happy birthday. Casey Stevens of Jonesboro has a birthday. Alan Young from Truman is celebrating your birthday, so happy birthday. Olivia Ward of Jonesboro turns 15. And Casey Simmering from Wynn, Arkansas is turning 17 years old today. Mom and Bella love you very much. So happy birthday, Casey. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Blanket Jackson is 17. That's Prince Michael Jackson II. We have Sophie Turner, who is 23. She's on Game of Thrones. Ashley Green is 32. She's on the Twilight movies.
Yeah. She was Alice Cullen.
Yeah.
Stop making that weird.
I didn't know that you were a big Twilight fan.
I was a huge fan.
Were you?
Yeah.
Liar.
I did like those movies. I've seen them.
Okay. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 40 today. Mary Chapin Carpenter is 61 today.
Chapin.
Brandon, are you serious?
It's Mary Chapin Carpenter.
I asked you 700 times and you kept saying Chapin. And I said Chapin. Oh, I'm so upset with you.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, 61 years old today.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today.
Oh, I just got a note from Kelly. Dear Brandon, I am so upset with you right now. Will you please play my high school song from Mary Chapin Carpenter? Which one? This one?
Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? Passionate kisses.
This was my senior song. Happy birthday to Mary Chapin Carpenter, who celebrates today.
It's been too long since somebody whispered, shut up and kiss me. There's something about the silent tide attracting me to you.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, 61.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head all over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner and a cage and beat. When it lifts me up, I'm going to find my feet.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Chandler Reed, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have more WWE tickets to give away throughout the day today, but check it out. The final pair of front row tickets and backstage passes is up on our Facebook page right now.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
You'll see Little Miss Bliss, Alexa Bliss. It says win front row seats and meet and greet passes. Like, comment, and share for the chance to win. Facebook.com/KFIN1079. Kelly's also dressed like Alexa Bliss this morning. She's
not true.
I'm not sure why.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Miranda Lambert's new marriage to Brendan McLaughlin is very fun to talk about. There's little things that keep on coming up. Well, I just found out that he's no longer on the streets in Times Square being a police officer because he's become a celebrity. Now he's a driver for the, quote, higher ups. So according to a source, reporters were following him around and tourists were trying to get selfies and autographs. And it was too distracting for all of his other fellow officers. So it's going to be hard for him to do his job. So they wanted everyone to know that it wasn't a demotion. He still has his gun and his shield. But there's that. Also, he was on the cover of a romance novel called Lincoln Hospital. We know that because when the writer found out about him and Miranda, she hit up Twitter, I guess just because she wanted some publicity, showing that, hey, he was on the cover of my book. So that's floating around everywhere today as well.
So do you think that means Miranda Lambert's actually living in New York right now?
No, I think they're living apart. They're having what is it called?
A great marriage?
No. Wow. No.
That's what I said.
That was a note to yourself. Anyway.
Hey, check this out. There is a sad story, and it's wild. Sometimes you never know when emotion's going to hit you. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there. I'm going through social media, and I see that Luke Bryan's wife has posted about the dog they adopted. If you remember, about a week ago, we found out they adopted a dog from a rescue who is 18 years old.
Yeah.
The dog has died.
Hmm.
And they're really happy that they were able to take the dog in its final days and give it a great life that last time. So she's posted some photos and videos of the dog at their house, including one of the dog comfortably asleep, snoring.
Hmm.
That's the one when I watched. I'm like, I don't want to be emotional at 4 o'clock in the morning. She also posted in her Instagram post, if the kindest souls were rewarded with the longest lives, dogs would outlive us all.
That's true.
So it's really sweet. If you kind of might want to be a little bit emotional today, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Maren Morris just released the full track list for her album, Girl. Now, that's coming out March 8th, and we found out that she's going to have a collaboration with Brothers Osborne called All My Favorite People. Now, I'm sure that that's going to be very rockish.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Also, Kane Brown has a new collaboration out with DJ Khaled. It's a remix called Saturday Nights.
It's actually Khalid.
What'd I say?
DJ Khaled.
You did it again.
This is what
I'm so mad at you.
This is what it
says. I quit.
Saturday night, your work shoes are stiletto. Smell of cheap perfume. Makeup on your face, try to hide the pain. All the lies that look like the truth. Deep in your heart, all you want is love. But you never felt good enough. You got wrapped up in other plans. But this ain't the way the story ends.
That video is up to on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com. And that is your country music.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I would like to make a public service announcement for no one. I repeat, no one ever trust Brandon Baxter ever again.
That is not a nice thing to say.
Not once, but twice you have set me up today to say something that was wrong.
I have not.
Yes.
I've had to correct your mistakes.
You told me something before just so you could hear me say it wrong. And you know it. Which, if you've been listening, that's why he's been laughing the whole time.
This is going to be a podcast for the ages. Because number one, Mary Chapin Carpenter was Mary Chapin.
Which I got right first, and you told me 100 times, no, Kelly.
It's Chapin.
It's Chapin. And I sat there and practiced it. And then you made me say that wrong. And then the new one is DJ Khaled with Kane Brown. But it's not DJ Khaled. It's Khalid. It's two different people. And I got them both wrong because of you.
But the best part is, as I set her up to say DJ Khaled, and then I said right before we came on the air, and you have to admit, confess.
Oh, I will.
I said, do you want me to help you?
And I said no, because I knew it.
It's 7:38 in K-Fine Country, and this is real life in the K-Fine Studios.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:46 in K-Fine Country. The ACM Award nominations are out. That show comes up April the 7th, and there's all kinds of people talking about who is nominated for the different awards.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainer of the Year. Let me give you the ones. You tell me who you think is going to win the ACM Entertainer of the Year Award, okay?
Okay.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, or Keith Urban.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to say Chris Stapleton.
You think so?
Yeah.
Out of that list, man, it's to me, Aldean had a pretty good year, right? But Luke's Luke, and he had American Idol behind him and all that stuff. That's kind of tough on that one. But there's a lot of people who are a little bit fired up about who was nominated, or more importantly, who was not nominated for the Entertainer of the Year.
Well, out of that list, there's no women at all. Right? Yeah. I mean, there's Kelsea Ballerini, Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris, where are they?
And there was actually a tweet. I don't know if you saw this, but you know, sometimes people tweet something and then they think about it. It kind of marinates in their mind for a second. And then they're like, you know what? Maybe that can be taken wrong, and they take it down.
Right.
I do that sometimes if I misspell something. Like, I never really tweet out a thought that I shouldn't say, but like if I misspell, like I did it last night, delete, start over.
Yeah.
But so one of the people who did comment on the fact that there was nobody nominated for Entertainer of the Year was Kelsea Ballerini.
What'd she say?
All she said after the nominations came out was, wow, ... Because if you go through this, I don't see her name on anything. Like, Female Artist of the Year is Miranda, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, Carrie Underwood. No Kelsea. No Single of the Year. I mean, obviously she's not a new female artist.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
And she had a huge year.
She did have a great year. I think the shoo-away, the one that's going to be a guaranteed win, in my opinion, new male artist. The options are Jimmy Allen, Jordan Davis, Michael Ray, Mitchell Tenpenny, or Luke Combs.
Oh, it's got to be Luke Combs.
See, I think so too. Okay, Female Artist of the Year. Miranda, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, Carrie Underwood.
I mean, I would say Carrie Underwood just because it's Carrie, but... She was pregnant a lot, right? She didn't get to do much.
It's Kacey's year.
Yeah, it is.
I do believe she should have been up for Entertainer of the Year, too. Mm-hmm. She had a great year.
Yeah.
And she's actually going to be at the Academy Awards as a presenter. She's the only country star presenting.
Really?
That's a pretty big
deal. Yeah, that is big.
All right, Single of the Year. This affects radio. The Single of the Year. Tell me which one you think it should be. Is it Jake Owen?
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name.
Is it Kane Brown with Heaven?
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
ACM Awards Single of the Year. Is it BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line?
It's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
Luke Bryan, Most People Are Good.
I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for saving.
Or is it Dan and Shay, Tequila?
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the Florida sorority t-shirt. The same one you wore.
Down to the honky tonk, Heaven, Meant to Be, Most People Are Good, or Tequila. What wins it?
Those are all great songs. I'm going to have to say the Florida Georgia Line song.
I think so.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
It was just everywhere.
Be, baby, just let it be.
Personal favorite. What would you say? Out of those five songs, your personal favorite?
Probably Kane Brown.
You think so?
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
Personal favorite for me?
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya.
Reba McEntire returns as the host of the ACM Awards April the 7th on CBS.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, I have banned Kelly from going to her phone for the next 4 minutes.
Why?
But I want all of you to go. I have posted something special on my Instagram story. Brandon on KFIN. You can go there and check out this deal. Kelly's barred from it for 4 minutes.
Oh my God.
Then we'll have the big reveal live on the radio.
Brandon.
Well, people like behind the scenes stuff, right? Stuff they're not supposed to see.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon on KFIN on my Instagram story.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks to the new people who have followed my Instagram in the last couple of minutes. I followed you back. I'm your friend. I'm also Kelly's friend. And we've been talking about the March of Dimes prom fashion show. And a couple of days ago, we revealed that Kelly had a new part in the prom fashion show where she will be reading a story in a chair on the stage.
A rocking chair.
So we talked about that and we kind of giggled about it. And we've also been talking about going to get fitted. I went by Men in Black. I got my stuff. I think I'm ready. Kelly went and got fitted for her dress. And I know I'm not supposed to post the dress. It's kind of like bad karma.
Brandon.
But you sent it to me and my wife. And I went ahead and I posted that on my Instagram story because I thought it looked good. And I'm going to match you.
Brandon, I still don't believe you because you have a horrible look on your face. What have you done?
That's just my face.
What have you What have you done?
You're allowed now. Kelly, I removed the ban. Okay. You are now... The ban has been removed. You are able to go to my Instagram story. Tell me what you see. And please read the verbiage.
Oh, it's about Dean Ambrose. Turn on 107.9 K-Fine.
Next one.
Just found a behind-the-scenes photo of Kelly on K-Fine getting ready for her speaking role at the March of Dimes prom fashion show.
Yes.
Before I go forward, I'm going to let you know that I don't know. Brandon! That's not fair. It's not me.
This is what,
and that is not what I'm going to look like either.
This is their vision of what Kelly's going to provide at the March of Dimes.
It's Thelma from Mama's Family. Oh my gosh. I can't stand you.
When we talked to Sherry Bobbin, she told us that Kelly was motherly and virtuous, and she was going to be sitting in a chair reading a book to children.
That's great. I'm going to have a little bit of a different take, I hope.
I found the photo. It's up right now on my Instagram story.
Everyone, unfollow him right now.
Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. 803.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Shout out to Colby Brooks this morning. He says he's excited. Northeast Arkansas's own is nominated for New Female Artist of the Year. Congratulations, Ashley McBride. Mm-hmm. Shannon Sprinkle says, you two crack me up. That's why I love listening to you. So, thanks. Hashtag best morning show. We do appreciate that. So, also, WWE tickets front row and backstage. The chance for you to win on Facebook. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I must admit, I have just now been running. So if I sound out of breath, it's not because I'm out of breath speaking. It's because I had to run up the stairs and back down. And I believe I did that in probably 20 seconds.
Wow, that was impressive.
I ran around the building, up the stairs, not around the building.
Okay.
Through the building,
yeah.
Up the stairs, unlocked my office door, ran back down, and got back in here within probably 15 seconds.
That's absolutely amazing.
Like,
I didn't realize that.
Road runner. Mm. So Kelly is fired up at me because I posted the photos, the behind the scene photos of her preparing for the prom fashion show.
Yes.
So now she, as opposed to dinging me, is ready to ding David.
Yeah, I was actually watching WWE last night, and he made his debut last night. Our very own David the Barrel Boy.
He's been working for that for a while.
Right.
So that's why he's not going to be here today. He made his big WWE debut last night.
Yeah, so I'm going to post it on my Instagram story.
Hey, speaking
Kelly on KFIN.
Speaking of, though, so we posted photos. We do this every time we do our breakfast club. You know, typically, like, I'm the one who's weird. Oh, I don't like that picture. Let's take another one, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But yesterday, the role is completely reversed. And Kelly was the one who was being weird with every photo we took.
It was a weird morning.
The whole day was weird. Mm-hmm. Like, literally my entire day up until like the last 2 hours was kind of awful.
Yeah, but typically, okay, so when we're taking pictures with people, typically, and I need you to be honest for once. So always typically, honest. Who is the person that always is like, let me see the picture before? Who is it?
That would be myself.
Okay. And typically, do I ever say anything?
Well, no, I will volunteer to show it to Kelly, and she will say,
don't. Whatever. Okay. So yesterday, for whatever reason, I was just having a moment, and I think every single time we took a picture, it looked like I'd never taken a picture before.
It was
weird.
It was like, we need to
I couldn't smile right. We couldn't get set. There was chairs. No, I don't know what it was, but it just didn't work out.
I have decided that next week at the Nutrition Hub, I am going to have our photographer have a squeaky toy.
Something.
To get your attention.
I look cross-eyed in one picture. I look like I'm looking off in a direction somewhere. I don't know what's
There's
happening.
There's one I had, and I almost posted it. You were walking away in the middle of the picture.
There you go. See, it was just an off day for pictures.
We're like, where are you going? She's leaving. And then there was another one. And this is what's funny. Like, because we just, like, I don't know. It's just real life stuff.
We like making fun of ourselves, I guess.
And so there's one picture. Like, we've tried to learn from our pageant friends how to look our best. What angles and this hip this way and your chin this way and up and out. And all this
right.
different stuff, right? Molly Potgieter gave us a whole lesson on that one time. But for whatever reason, she blamed it on a chair. Kelly took one picture, basically framed up square with the camera with her hands just dangling at her side.
Wait, and you didn't post that one, did you?
I will.
No, please don't. That's the one I will not let you post because
I wasn't ready.
No, she did. I just look like this frumpy.
Literally, it was like she was at the DMV and they said, stand against that wall.
Yeah.
It was awkward. You were the most awkward human all day.
But I didn't feel, well, yeah, I felt awkward with the pictures, but it's fun to make you awkward. That's the best part. That's my favorite thing of the whole day is how I can make you awkward and make you turn red in front of people you don't know.
Can I say you won?
Yes.
You won the day if it was trying to make me feel awkward.
I did. And it was all from that one little comment.
Because, okay, so there was a drink that one of our coworkers' wives had. And
the Bikini Bomb.
The Bikini Bomb. It's a pink drink and it has collagen in it and, you know, different types of deals.
Like Fat Burner or stuff
like
that.
Yeah, all this different stuff. All kinds of goodness in
it. And you simply said that you thought that you should try it. It sounded good.
Plus, it'd be good for my skin.
And I said...
Set the scene. You're not setting the scene.
No, you go ahead and set it.
We're preparing to interview teenagers. Three females who are teens.
They're seniors, by the way.
And they're basically
don't
sitting...
act like they're 13. They were seniors.
Okay. But they're all sitting around us, and we're preparing to go on the air. And I'm like, hey, what was that drinking? Because I was going to talk about it. And then she tells me it was the Bikini Bomb.
Yeah. And you said, oh, I could use that, something, something, something. And I was like, yeah, because you're trying to look good for your bikini. And you turned so red.
Because there were teenagers right there.
It's funny.
And because it's not only is it awkward for me, it was awkward for those poor children. Because, like, what are
those
they supposed
poor
to
children.
Do? Because here's what they're thinking. These radio people, what are they thinking?
There's a reason they're on the radio.
And here I am. I'm so worried about how I'm sitting in those chairs. I need to have my back straight and all this different stuff.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it looks like I'm lazy. And here you are referencing me wearing a bikini.
I thought it was brilliant.
I would like to apologize to anyone who heard that, who then had the picture, the mental image of me in a bikini.
You're welcome, everyone.
No, they're not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a collaboration with Kane Brown and...
Khalid.
It's up on the BBITM blog today, kfine.com, kfin.com. If you go back and listen to today's full show podcast, you'll understand why that is funny. Hey, the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. Also, you can check out the full show on our website as well, kfine.com.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Khloe Kardashian. Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson, Kylie Jenner.
How much time do you have?
Y'all, they're all like in this whole mess together. So Tristan Thompson is the father of Khloe Kardashian's child. If you remember, he got caught cheating a long time ago and it looked like the relationship was going to be over, but they decided, Khloe and Tristan decided to work on the relationship. Well, come to find out, he's cheated again and has now admitted that he's cheated. Now, the problem is, he cheated one time with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods. For whatever reason, Jordan was staying with Kylie at her house. So now Jordan Woods no longer has a best friend and no longer has a place to stay. Kim Kardashian is all fired up defending her sister, Khloe. She's unfollowed Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods. So all this drama from Tristan Thompson continues, and the whole family is involved at this point.
Got you gossip on Chris Hemsworth. He has a new project out where he's going to be starring as Hulk Hogan.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a
Brandon has been playing this all morning.
This is, I mean, one of, if not the greatest wrestling theme song ever.
So it looks like they're in the process of closing a deal with Netflix. And not only is Thor, Chris Hemsworth playing Hulk Hogan, but he's also helping produce it along with Bradley Cooper. So it's basically going to be about everything that kind of went on in the 80s. Yeah. But the show is not setting out to cover his entire life, but it's going to focus on the origin story of Hulkster and Hulkamania.
That's awesome.
So get ready for that. Hulkster is coming back in the form of Chris Hemsworth.
And Gotcha Gossip on Pink. She has new music. I am a fan of Pink. Mm-hmm. I have liked Pink since she first came out. It seems like it was like 2000, 2001. She has a new song that she's just now released in the last 24 hours. It's called Walk Me Home. And this is what it sounds like.
Trying to stand up on my own two feet. This conversation ain't coming easily. And darling, I know it's getting late. So what do you say we leave this place?
She's so unique.
Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. So say you'll stay with me tonight. Cause there is so much wrong going on outside.
Song is called Walk Me Home, new stuff from Pink. Her vocals, like, you might not have ever heard the song, and you will know that's Pink.
Yeah, it's good.
You can check out the song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
But let me just say this. Every once in a while, I might overthink things.
What?
And then I cause myself to have a little bit of a meltdown, and then I get anxious and all this kind of stuff. Let me give you a new thing I'm worried about. First of all, do you have a favorite spot on your couch? Like, if the whole couch is open, you go to the same spot?
Probably, yeah.
The same left cushion?
It's the left side all the way to the left.
See, so for us, it's all the way to the right of our, what do you call the L-shaped couch?
The sectional?
That.
So you're all, like, comfy, cozy. You want...
Because that's where my right hand has the little table next to it where I can put my drink and the remotes and my phone and all that. That's my favorite spot. So when I get home for lunch, that's where my wife is sitting. If Kai's going to watch a show by himself, more than likely he's going to sit in that spot too.
So it must be a really comfy spot.
Well, that's the problem. Herein lies the problem. I believe we've made it too comfortable. And I am afraid we are going to ruin the cushion before we ruin the rest of the couch.
So when people walk in, they'll see like a butt imprint.
That's what I'm worried about.
Because all of you sit right there.
We all sit there. And my wife does more sitting than I do. Is she awake?
Yes.
Son of a... No, but legit. So I'm trying to figure out if I should rotate the cushions.
I think you're supposed to.
If we all sit there. Okay, so...
Is it a leather couch?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what the material is. It's not cloth, because we have dogs.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like real hard leather or what.
Okay.
But it's, you know... Shut up. I don't know. I'm not good at stuff like that. But what I do know is I can go and I can rotate where our butts go, right?
Yeah, sure.
And you can move the cushions, because I've tried to see if they would come up, and they come up. But the issue is... You can't move the back cushion.
Oh.
Where you lean back on it?
Yeah.
And that has an imprint too. It doesn't look as full as the rest of the cushions.
It just makes your house look lived in. That's all.
We have a huge sectional, but we can't use all of it. It's crazy to me. Because I'm worried that we're going to have this issue right there.
Well, you'll just have to get another sectional.
Where when people walk in... They're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can tell where you sit.
That's probably going to happen.
Because I've worn that cushion in.
Well, and I bet there's a pretty big imprint.
Well, that's not even funny at all. You're not even my
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. We have Taylor Williams in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Betsy Johnson in the room. What's up?
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing well. Madeline Evans in the room as well. How are you?
I'm good.
They're all a part of the Crown Club, which is a part of Junior Auxiliary of Jonesboro. We're going to talk about an event that they have coming up here in just a few minutes. But before I get there, are you all on Instagram?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. So here's a very important question. On the average photo on your Instagram for high school students, average photo, not the spectacular ones, how many likes do your pictures get?
Like 220? Like 300?
Yeah, I average 300.
Oh my
this
gosh.
This isn't true.
Y'all are going to make him go crawl under a rock.
What do I do wrong on my Instagram?
Maybe we're out of the range.
I don't think I've ever had 200 people like anything I've ever done.
All together.
I mean, I'm thinking, me and Luke Bryan with my family got like 150. Me and Carrie Underwood was like 150.
Yeah, and we were excited about that.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
But it's not as good as y'all.
Listen to them. They're like, that's good.
What's the trick?
High quality pictures.
Yeah. Is that it?
High quality pictures. Clever captions.
Clever captions.
So maybe my captions aren't quite as good. What else do I need to do?
I guess good editing skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You have to have a theme for your Instagram.
Okay. What do you mean I have to have a theme for my Instagram?
You have to like edit all of your pictures the same. So whenever someone clicks on your Instagram page, then they go and see it, all of your pictures match. So they all like flow together.
So it's like a personality of my page.
Yes,
I guess.
Yes. Yes, you have to have like a theme.
So do you think my page has no personality? But my personality
not saying
is
that necessarily.
But you're kind of saying that. This is
no. Good. We didn't say you didn't mm-hmm. have any personality.
Just
no.
My page doesn't. My account.
I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just telling you. I've never had 200 or 300 likes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I follow you and I like your Instagram.
Well, I appreciate that, Betsy. But I've known you since you were little. It doesn't even count.
Well, yeah, it does.
Okay, it does.
A like is a like. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's not 300. Maybe you should school me on how to get more likes. I'll work on that. All right. Let's talk about this. Junior Auxiliary. We've all heard about Junior Auxiliary. We've heard about the charity ball. It's a really big event, right? Mm-hmm. And so many people, adults, go to that. There's a Crown Club, which is a part of high schools, where high school females come in, and they want to kind of do the same thing, which is give back to the youth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us what you all like about Crown Club. What makes it so neat? Why did you want to be a part of that? Because you could have done anything else with school. Why Crown Club?
Well, I really enjoy Crown Club because it's a great way to unite girls all across, Craighead County.
Right.
Just brings us all together to, you know, support a common goal to serve the community.
Right. And mm-hmm. it involves so much of working with the youth in schools, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. correct.
What type of projects do you all do with Crown Club, part of Junior Auxiliary in the schools?
Okay, well, last year we had a big Easter event at City Youth.
Right.
And we had a wonderful time there. And we also help with Girl Scouts right. and getting their badges.
Oh, that's neat. Mm-hmm.
We also have a group of girls that goes every Tuesday morning to tutor girls at Annie Camp.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's important to give back, right?
Yes. Oh,
so
yes.
Let's talk about, and I had them tell me how to say this yesterday, because I believe I've said tiara my whole life. Say it. How do you say it, Betsy?
Tiara.
All right. How do you say it?
Tiara.
How do you say it?
Tiara.
Kelly, how do you say it?
Tiara.
So I've said it wrong my entire life. Tiara time is coming up. What day is that going to be happening?
Okay. Tiara time is this Sunday, February 24th from 2 to 4 p.m.
And where is it taking place?
Southwest Church of Christ at 1601 James Street. And that's like close to the old YMCA.
Yeah. So what's going to be happening as young people come out for Tiara time?
Well, a lot of things will be happening, but it is a lot like it sounds. So little princesses across town will have a chance to come and meet some real life princesses. There will be hair and makeup and snacks and even some story time.
So if people want to bring the young ones out there, are there age requirements? Do they have to be a certain age and not over a certain age?
They must be 10 and under.
All right, 10 and under. And then can they just bring them to the church coming up on Sunday, or is it a deal where they need to pre-register?
We do take walk-ups the day of the event, but on our Tiara Time event Facebook page, there is an Eventbrite link for tickets.
All right, we'll share that as well. How much are tickets?
$15.
All right, so all that information we'll put up on the K-Fine social media here in just a few moments as well. It's great to see you all this morning.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you all giving me a complex on my Instagram. Thank you very much.
No problem. Just trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Lots of stuff going on with Miranda Lambert lately, but she is married to police officer Brendan McLaughlin. Now, he's no longer on the streets in Times Square where he was working because now he's a celebrity. So now he's a driver for the higher ups is what they're saying. So apparently reporters were following him around. Tourists were trying to get selfies, autographs. So, of course, it was too distracting for fellow officers. But a police source said that it would be hard to do his job with everyone kind of hounding him. So anyway, he didn't get a demotion. He still has his gun and his shield and all that kind of stuff. So not a demotion, just he's kind of a celebrity now.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I got emotional this morning. I saw the post from Luke Bryan's wife, Caroline, about their dog. If you remember the story from about a week ago, Luke and his family adopted a dog from a rescue that was 18 years old. They wanted to give the dog a great quality life there toward the end. Unfortunately, the dog has passed away already. And Luke's wife has shared the emotion of that and some really cute photos of the dog having a great life. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have The Rock's The Titan Games. We have Lip Sync Battle. Tonight's schedule also includes Gotham, Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, The Orville, How to Get Away with Murder, and SWAT.
All right, hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.